Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
All right, good morning. Welcome to Thursday Show. Ooh. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Man, rise and shine. I had to do a fitting for iHeart Country Festival, which is happening on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fitting, because here's the benefit, is I'm hosting it because it's also on TV and it's online and it's all over the radio. So the company gives me a clothing allowance to buy not all, but most of the clothes. So they pay for somebody to come to my house and bring clothes and I try them on. And I put on like 5 pounds and none of the clothes fit.
What?
Like I had to like squeeze.
They had to let it out?
No, but I'm on like a boxer trying to cut down right now because I put on weight on purpose, but now I'm like, crap, I don't fit in the clothes. But I'm like, don't take them in or don't let them out. I'm going to lose the weight back. So I got like 3 days to lose 5 pounds.
So what's your plan?
I've been working hard, eating exactly right and working like doing lots of like running cardio.
In like a trash bag?
There's a pair of black pants that I'm wearing.
Uh-huh.
They might as well be the yoga pants that my girlfriend gave me.
They're tight.
They're that tight.
They're like tights.
They're Dan and Shay pants, basically.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So as I'm getting ready for that, because again, and I've got two, it's so crazy. I have two, I'm like Carrie Underwood with wardrobe changes. I have three wardrobe changes.
Okay.
Because we're also playing.
Yeah.
So it's two sets of clothes and then a wardrobe change. Anyway, I have mine. Do you have yours?
Yes.
Is it cool?
I think so.
Because you always surprise people with your outfits. It's like conservative Amy, then all of a sudden it's like, boom, Jessica Rabbit.
Oh. What? Jessica Rabbit?
I don't think people get that reference, but trust me, it's funny, okay?
Okay.
Does anybody know what Jessica Rabbit's from, by the way?
Yes.
Of course. Roger Rabbit.
Yes. Yeah.
From Roger Rabbit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm like who, that, like, ba ba boom.
Who framed Roger Rabbit? What a terrible reference. Why in the world I would have, but
I guess that's what I remind you of.
Google Jessica Rabbit, and Amy shows up at these award shows. Like, you know, she's one of these, what are those?
Frumpy?
I was going to actually assign you, like, Amy's Amish. Until it comes to award shows.
Oh.
And she like goes from living in the shack in the Amish town mm-hmm. to like, boom, Jessica Rabbit.
Okay. Okay. I guess I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah. Yeah. You should.
Okay.
What are you wearing?
It's sort of this navy top. I will say it does go cut pretty low.
Boom, like I told you.
I know. Like I had to buy that special tape. I had to buy that tape where you tape clothes to you.
I had to tape it down.
No.
I told you the pants were tight.
It's double-sided tape.
I know.
You know, just to make sure everything stays put.
Me too.
And then I also have added a necklace to kind of like make sure stuff stays put too. So we'll see how it turns out.
I have to use the tape. I have to silence the lambs.
Mm-hmm.
Another reference.
Yeah, we're just going to do all these old school movies.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things. It's ICU.
IKEA just donated a number of doll-sized beds to the Humane Society. So the animals need places to sleep. The Humane Society reached out for help, put out a message. The people at IKEA were like, hey, we actually have a lot of these. So they sent beds for the animals, and they sent a bunch of cash and supplies.
Genius.
Yeah, and they had a bunch of doll beds, and they just sent hundreds of them to the Humane Society.
Yeah.
So IKEA, that's cool.
Being like, innovative with what you've got. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yep. And are people still sleeping in IKEAs, or is that over?
I haven't seen any new news stories about that.
I mean, don't do it, but that was kind of funny, right?
So yeah. Funny.
Like, they had a kid awesome. Hide in the closet.
You
and then
survive
take it.
There, yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. They have childcare.
Food.
And food.
Beds.
IKEA is like sensory overload.
It's
you go
overwhelming.
In, and everything is for sale.
I've never been.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, I'm going to need to make a...
You've never been to an IKEA?
Never.
Oh, dude, it's like if you just started walking down the street, but everything was for sale that you saw.
Amazing.
Period. Like from the grass to the building. To the,
it's you need like a little city map while you're in there.
It's just all for sale.
Trying to find
wow. food. Yeah, it's crazy. But IKEA, that's cool. I see you for doing that for the pets.
I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond. In Maryland, police captured that escaped prisoner, ending the 5-day manhunt. He was hiding in a drainage pipe in the woods. In other news, experts are warning to be aware of the Google Docs scam. It targets Gmail users. It spread across the internet yesterday. It's going to give hackers access to your account, so be careful. And finally, the iHeart Country Festival in Austin, Texas is Saturday, 2 days away.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Hey.
Time for positivity. Now, every day on this show during this time, we try to bring you some good news.
Tell me something good.
I'm going to go first. They were high school sweethearts. They even went to prom together. Joyce and Jim. They grew apart. They were married to other people for over 50 years. But they each lost their spouse. They're both 81 years old. Years after they lost their spouse, they got back together. And they've now been together for 5 years.
Wow. I mean, yeah.
So many emotions.
Yeah. Because, I mean, obviously there's the loss, but then they gained at the same time. They have each other. And I'm sure they can...
They found someone...
And that's been through what they've been through.
And it used to be.
And now it is.
So many
again.
Emotions. They remember that?
Hey, what do you mean?
Well, they're kind of old.
Well, they're 81.
Well, I mean, at 81, you may not have a good memory.
My dad's girlfriend's sharp as a tack. She's like... We're technically debating on her age, but... I want to know something so cute.
How old? No,
she's like 82, but she might be older. My dad's 70, about to be 76.
Oh, she's playing the young card? She's lying about her age? Yeah.
She's awesome. Yeah. She is sharp. Like, she's totally, she would know. She's great. So is my dad.
What was your other story?
Oh, well, I found all these cards in my dad's car addressed to his girlfriend with stamps and everything. And I told my sister, I was like, hey, what should I do with these cards? Should I mail them for dad or what's the deal? And she said, oh, yeah. He has all these cards that he keeps mailing her because she won't tell him when her birthday is. So he just, all throughout the year, has been mailing her birthday cards.
That's pretty cool.
Wow. I'm like, dang, no wonder my dad's been able to get married 4 times.
Yeah. Dang.
Now I have a girlfriend. I was like, yeah, my dad is like Mr. like Suave.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right?
That's
Isn't
pretty
that
cool.
like... Baller?
No wonder he's married 4 times.
No, I mean, that was just a shout out to the, no, I mean,
yeah, okay.
I think he's just a...
I mean, interesting theory.
Yeah.
I know, I think that he's a charmer.
Yeah.
Right.
Obviously, I don't get charmed because I'm his daughter. Like, I don't see that side of him, but mm-hmm.
That's
I mean,
because
he never told me about it. I legit found the cards, and I was like, what do I do with these? So,
there you go. What do you have, Amy?
Oh, yeah. Don't you tell me something.
Yeah, we're in the middle of a segment.
Okay, yeah. So, shout out to Belle of the Ball. They collect prom dresses and donate them to girls that otherwise may not be able to afford a dress. And in Boston, they did a drive, and they just collected 800 gowns so that high school juniors and seniors can go to their prom. And not only that, they provide the dresses. They get celebrity stylists to volunteer and help them shop, pamper, and plan. Whoop.
That's good. Lunchbox, what do you have?
Anthony Carter had a life-threatening illness at the age of 15, so he got a make-a-wish where he got to be a pilot for a day. Well, he survived the illness. 15 years later, dream came true. He's a real pilot.
Wow.
That's awesome.
How about that? Jeez. All right, there you go. And that's why Amy's dad's married 4 times.
Right?
Amen.
He's
a charmer.
Ladies
there
man,
you, go.
You know?
All right, so Lunchbox called Tim McGraw's realtor and tried to buy his $18.5 million property. It's the most expensive property in Tennessee. It's like multiple homes and fields and whatever an antebellum is. Which, what is that, Lunchbox?
It's an old historic home that has been, redone.
Did you know that before you called the realtor?
No, never even heard of it. I just said, oh, what about this antebellum? And he told me.
Oh.
All right, here's Lunchbox calling Tim McGraw's realtor trying to buy this $18 million house. You know what Lunchbox is? Lunchbox, what are you?
Businessman making business deals trying to get that money.
All right, here's the call.
May
I speak with Steve, please?
You got him.
Hey, Steve, man, my name is Jason Givel. Man, you know, businessman making business deals trying to get that money. And I found a property online. I was trying to get some information on it.
Okay.
4-9 Creek. My wife was telling me that like a celebrity or something lived there. Is that really true?
Well,
because she told me, she said that Tim McGraw lived there.
He's been connected to the property before, but he did, you know.
Wait. But the Tim McGraw, like the singer?
I know he's been involved with the property before. I don't know.
Okay, so when you say, like, the main home on the property, like, how big is that, the main home?
Probably about 6,000 square feet.
Tim and Faith slept in one of those bedrooms? Is that what you're telling me?
I didn't say that. I have no idea where they slept. I have no idea about that. One of the houses, they haven't been lived in for a while.
So, like, if Tim and Faith got in a fight, like, Tim would have to go sleep in the guest house?
I have no idea about Tim and Faith. I'm just representing the property itself.
Okay, and it says, I think it said it had a couple ponds, right?
It does have two ponds on them.
So are you telling me Tim McGraw caught some fish in that pond?
No, I did not tell you that. I did not say that at all.
Okay, what about, like, rolling pastures? Like, tell me about the pastures.
Well, beautiful pastures, and some are being used for quail hunting. And
so you're telling me that Tim and Faith may have had a picnic in that pasture?
No, I did not say that Tim and Faith had a picnic in that pasture at all.
Man, that is so crazy.
It would be a beautiful place to have a picnic.
Yeah, and so in the antebellum, right? A nice antebellum?
That's correct, yes.
So are you telling me Tim and Faith wrote songs?
No, I did not say that.
I can't believe this. I'm going to have to talk to the wife, and then we can call you back and set up a tour?
No, after you give me a financial letter saying that you're qualified.
Can we meet Tim and Faith?
If you might have somebody that can introduce you to him, I cannot introduce you.
Oh, my goodness, Tim and Faith, this is so crazy. When I call my wife, she's going to be tickled to death. Oh, man, Steve, thank you so much, man. Woo!
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Jackson County, Ohio. A man had some friends over, was having a barbecue, and he's like, hey, guys, let me show you my cannon. I can shoot golf balls out of a cannon. Hmm. So he puts a golf ball in there, shoots it off, and it only goes 3 feet. He's all like, right. So what's he do next?
Okay. It's my life. You gotta give us a time, because I always like to predict now. This is like my favorite thing. What's he do next? Huh. It's got to be something with gasoline, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I would think something with gasoline comes up.
Or human. Like, put himself in there.
But I gotta wonder what's in the cannon to begin. Okay, what are we going with? What happens next, Amy?
Gasoline.
I go gasoline, too.
Gasoline.
All gasoline. What happens, Lunchbox?
He says, I just need more gunpowder. Oh. So he pours even more gunpowder in there. Only problem, couldn't handle that much gunpowder. Cannon blows up. And he may lose his leg. He's in the hospital with a serious leg injury.
That's terrible.
Wow.
Well, yeah. That's why he's a bonehead.
We all get sad. We're like, gasoline, that's going to be hilarious.
I thought maybe he like singed his eyebrow or something. Yes.
All right,
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
And we missed it. That's a double.
Yeah, next time.
Yep. You Bobby Bones. All right, our friend Dave Ramsey has come back to the studio. We have these two knuckleheads on the show.
No.
Ray and Lunchbox.
No.
Woo! Yeah!
Lunchbox, come up here for a second, because Lunch just finished his taxes, and he's getting a refund of how much, Lunchbox?
$9,364. I crushed it this year.
So he's getting a refund of $10,000, basically. Okay. So when you hear that, first of all, what do you think?
That is $830 a month too much coming out of his check. You made a loan to the IRS interest free for a year on $10,000.
How do you feel about that?
Santa Claus does not live in Washington. He didn't send you that money. That was your money. You paid too much in.
I mean, I guess you could look at it that way, but I like
that
to see
mathematically. I mean, look at it, Lunchbox.
Dave Ramsey has his philosophies, but I look at it as I would rather get a huge check all at one time than, I mean, the $800, I don't get it.
He would rather get a huge check at one time, not knowing that he could save that money or invest it somewhere and make more money off of it.
It's almost $1,000 a month. I mean, that you're loaning to the IRS.
That's a lot.
Even if you're paying down your house, is that a thing?
Yeah, I mean, if you paid it on anything other than loaning it to the government with no interest.
Tell him some of the stuff you write off.
Oh, I write off gas. I write off my soccer leagues that I play in, my SAM volleyball league.
Cleats for that stuff.
Yeah, pet food.
Is any of this stuff questionable to you?
All of it sounds questionable. But I'm not going to try to, right here on the air, create an audit for Lunchbox.
No, we've done this. We've already tried to create an audit.
The IRS could actually be listening.
No. And we've talked about this, and he's totally cool. He's like, I'll talk about it. I was like, how can you write off your soccer cleats? And your reasoning is?
We talk about it at work. It's a work expense because I do it for the show. I go to dinner. If I go to dinner and I talk business, that's you can write that off.
Half of it. Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
See?
See? He said I could write some of it off.
that's not what you've been saying.
Dave's in my corner.
Talking, if it's really a business affair.
Yeah, like if I go to dinner with Ray and Bay.
That's not the question. You say you write it all off.
Well, I'm just saying, so if I go to dinner with Ray, who I work with, that's a business dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but meals and entertainment are not deductible except at 50%, dude. I'm not a tax guy. You probably need one. Desperately. More than anybody I've met in a while.
Does this make you nervous, Lunchbox?
No, because Dave is on my side. He writes off, I guarantee, every time he goes to dinner, he writes it off. No. Every meal.
No, not every meal.
And only half of it, if so.
Yeah, okay. Only half, well, so. Yeah.
Like if I see listeners at a bar.
I haven't written off any cleats.
Listen to this one, ever. Dave. Listen to this one.
Dave.
Ever.
I'm at a bar, you know? I don't know if you go to the bars anymore, but. and you see listeners.
They're reverse carding now.
You know, you see listeners, and you're like, oh, let me buy you a round of drinks. That is a tax write-off, folks.
Thoughts, Dave Ramsey?
I think you need tax advice from a tax professional, Lunchbox. Dude, if you ever get to deal with the IRS, I mean, you're going to find out what the KGB was. I mean, it's real. You don't want these people in your life. they're not pleasant human beings.
How much do you think you've gotten refunds for the past 5 years? If you had to just 5 years total?
40,000,
I think
something.
Closer to 50.
Well, I was trying to, Amy.
Sorry, my bad.
Why are you trying to play
I'm
cool
just
friend
doing
Dave?
The math.
I was trying to make Dave comfortable. I think he's going to have a heart attack over here when I tell him these numbers.
I'm leaving. You got
to
deal
he's
with
he's not
it.
The one going to jail.
Dave Ramsey's here, and Dave Ramsey has his own radio show, if you're not familiar, which most of our listeners are because we talk about you all the time. The thing that we talk about probably the most is when you just say, is this the best offer you can give me?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Because you came in and dropped that little knowledge bomb on us once, and everybody on the show does it all the time.
It places
that are uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Even for clothes.
And then be quiet, yeah.
So what, retell that nugget for our listeners that are just now, for the first time listening to the show.
It's just a simple negotiating thing. It's just, you know, you just say, that's not good enough.
How awkward, though.
It's and then be quiet. What's really awkward is the silence. I mean, people can't be quiet.
If you just let dead air happen,
I mean, radio, it's bad enough, but in real life, it's really awkward.
But where would you say that? Like, that's not good enough. But is that the best price you can give me?
Yeah, always on almost anything. I mean, renting a VRBO house for the week, absolutely. You know, took a ski trip with my family, rented a nice house and nice people. But I mean, there's a lot of zeros on them big houses on the slopes, you know. And it's just like, dude, is that the best you can do, really?
Did they know they were renting their house out to Dave Ramsey? Because I feel like then I would.
No, they don't.
They don't.
I'm smarter than that.
Oh, yeah,
no,
yeah.
That would be my assistant that would be going.
Okay, never mind.
No. The guy working for me wants to know if you can do it better, you know. But it's just, you just have a little fun with it. And sometimes people say, no, that's the best I can do. And that's cool. Just, you know, do the deal or don't do the deal then.
Okay. So you just have to have courage.
Ray, our producer, bet $1,000?
Yeah.
Out of his savings account. Mm-hmm. This is over a year ago on Donald Trump to win the election on an offshore betting site. At the time, Dave, it was 50-1. Donald Trump was. So Ray is owed $50,000, and he can't get it from this.
Did they collect the $1,000?
Ray, did they collect
it? I had to pay it a year ago, so I'm down $1,000, and now I'm almost faced with, like, do I need to get a lawyer? Do I need to end up paying some more thousands to get that money? Because right now I don't have that money.
So there's an offshore betting site.
Right, just on the internet.
That you gave money to.
And at the time, we did not think Donald Trump was going to win, obviously. We thought it was crazy.
You gave them money up front, and you're betting on the political election. Ray, I've done a lot of stupid stuff in my life with money. When I do that and I lose money, I call it stupid tax. I think you just paid $1,000 in stupid tax. That's not a betting site. That's a scam, dude.
But I won the bet. I mean,
it's a scam.
I honestly feel like I should be able to get my hands on that money. And that's why I almost feel like I need to go in the hole more and get lawyers.
There's a Nigerian prince that'll probably help you out.
It's different than that. There's other people who have done this site too. And I mean, I won.
Yeah, but did other people get money?
They have, not this sum, though. I mean, we're talking $50,000.
Actual real people that you know, not just testimonials on the website.
I've been paid out from the site before, but I've never asked them for this much money.
Maybe it's not a scam. All right. Well, I mean, good luck suing somebody internationally over the web. I mean, it's just a very, very good.
Wow. Dang.
Wow.
Dave Ramsey comes in and just reshapes our studio. I love it. So another one of the things, because it's been a while since you've been here, is when you talk about taking...
I'm not helping Ray or Lunchbox.
You're not, but that's why we need you here.
I'm ruining both of them. Both of them are looking down. It's kind of bad.
When we have our debts in this room, and all of us have different debts, and you always say start with your smallest, right? Mm-hmm. And what is that called?
The debt snowball.
So the debt snowball is as what?
List your debts smallest to largest. Pay minimum payments on everything but the little one. Attack the little one with a vengeance. Everything you can get your hands on. When that one's gone, you knock it out. Because, you know, the thing is this. Personal finance is 80% behavior. It's only 20% head knowledge. The problem with our money is not that we don't know what to do. It's we don't do it. The guy in my mirror is my problem. He could be skinny and rich if I can keep him under control. But he's got issues. And I like cookies. So shut up. But, you know, it's just, you know, we all are that way. We've all got a thing. But if you can set it up to where you get some wins, like if you start an exercise program to get in better shape and you lose some weight, you'll stay on it. But if you start an exercise program and dieting or whatever to get in better shape and you don't lose any weight, you quit. You need to have the positive feedback. You need to be able to look at some kind of a thing and say, I'm getting traction here, some kind of an attaboy that happens in the system. And that's why we knock off the smallest one, because then you go, huh, maybe I can do this. And then you knock off another one. You're like, yeah, baby. And then you knock off another one. And you're getting the neighbors gathered up. Look at this. And you're starting to look at the big ones in going, you're going down student loan. You're going down car payment. You know, you get down to that last one. You got the energy then because hope has kicked in.
It's like you don't go run a marathon without first jogging a mile.
Exactly. Exactly.
Dang, Dave Ramsey comes in and makes Lunchbox and Race Sad, makes Amy and I go, man, we should really rethink how we do things too.
Yeah.
But did you hear him? He said, minimum payments.
No.
You guys make fun of me for that.
On everything but the little
one. I didn't hear that.
Oh. Attack the little one.
You pay all minimums on everything.
Yeah, that's right.
That's not what he
said. Except the IRS.
Oh, goodness.
Why is it not good? Would you tell Lunchbox why it's not good to pay the minimums on everything?
Because you'll never get out of debt, ever. A lot of them, you're running even backwards. You don't even pay enough to cover the interest on them. So a lot of credit cards will run you where they just keep you forever.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 47 years, the average credit card, to pay it off if you pay minimum payments. It's ridiculous.
And just to re-plug the book, a lot of positive feedback. It's called Business Boutique. And Christy Wright, she's part of your team.
Yeah.
And so if you're out there, and the whole book was about, it was a woman's guide to making money, like taking a hobby and turning it into a business. Mm-hmm. Is that a fair analysis?
Exactly. And or ladies that are running businesses, just principles for them to run the business more effectively.
So, well, it's always good to have you around.
Well, thank you, sir.
I just always, when I listen to your show, I'm always like, how does he have so much to talk about when it comes to money all the time?
Mm-hmm. It's the same thing, isn't it? It's weird. It's like for 25 years.
But it's never the same thing when I listen.
I'm still answering the same questions. But it's people's lives, and lives are just interesting. People's stories are interesting. People are interesting. And so it's like Dear Abby had a column all those years, and it was the same questions, you know. But we all read the column. You know, we want to see what's happening. We want to look into people's lives so we can learn something about ourselves, and that's what the show has done. But, yeah, it's not like it's changed a lot.
Dave Ramsey dropping the knowledge. Hey, always appreciate it. You come by whenever you want. Bring by whoever you want. You always have an open door here. All right, on the phone right now is Kim in North Carolina. Hi, Kim.
Hey, Bobby. How are you this morning?
I'm really good. How are you this morning?
Losing my mind. Let's go with that.
Losing your mind. All right. What happened?
Okay, so my daughter is 13. She comes to me Friday night and says, Mom, I want to go to the skating rink. I said, okay. So I'll take my younger sister, who is 11. I said, okay, well, I'll just go. No problem. She's like, well, I want to be dropped off. I was like, okay, you're 13. Yeah, okay, let's do this. So I go, drop her off. I go eat, come back, 9:15. She's supposed to be picked up at 9:30. I said, well, I'm just going to go in and spy on her. Mm-mm. Boy, did I lose my mind. I walk in there. Bobby, my daughter is like 5'6", 5'7". I'm 5'1" on a good day. So I already have to look up to her. I go in there. I lose it. Blow a gasket, walk around the corner, out of the corner of my eye. I see her, not him, her hooked up with some boy. Excuse me? What do you think you're doing? You can get up now. You can get up and remove yourself. And he's looking at me like, who is this lady, like, snarling at me? I was turned into saber-tooth, spider monkey, everything combined. I was coming at him like he was a grown man. I was like, who are you? Blake, Blaine, what's your name?
Wait, how old was this dude? How old?
He had to been like, I want to say he was probably in the third grade, but I mean, it is a middle school, so.
Okay, not like a 17-year-old.
Oh, so he just looked little.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, he was like 12, 13.
All right, so you walk in the skating rink. Your daughter's hugged up with some kid. Maybe you're too older than her. I don't know. But you freak out because she didn't tell you this, and you have a problem with that.
Of course. course. They're not allowed to have boyfriends. Like, when you're 17, 18, but not at 13. That is a no, 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 no. You need to focus on school. I refuse for you to be a statistic. It's not going to happen.
Okay, well, it says here you have a question, but it doesn't sound like you have a question. It sounds like you have an answer.
What age do we allow young women these days to date, young ladies?
Well, to date, I mean, what?
Define date.
I think at 13, they're going to have boyfriends if you know about it or not. So for me, I think it would be like, do you want to have an open communication with your kid and have them tell you what's going on? Because if you don't, this is going to happen and you're not going to know about it. And that's how statistics are made that you're talking about. That's my opinion. With all my kids, that's what I find to be the most common thing. Mm-hmm. But, Eddie, you have two kids. You are a helicopter parent, though.
I am.
Yeah.
But then I base this on what I used to do.
Oh, you can't.
Hey, in junior high, I dated.
I dated
in junior high.
And you didn't really tell your parents much about it, did
Nope.
you?
I would go to the skating rink and I would, you know, hold hands or whatever, and I wouldn't tell my parents.
So I think it's what kind of relationship do you want to have? Because it's not like they're going to spend the weekend in the Hamptons, you know?
Yeah, they're at the skating rink.
Yeah, they're at the skating rink, and they're probably going to smooch a little bit, whether you know about it or not. Mm-hmm. They are.
Yeah, but at least they're in a public place. They're not, like, sneaking off at home somewhere. Yeah.
So, Kim, would you rather not be told about it and live in this land if your daughter doesn't have a boyfriend and you don't know what happens, or be told and feel uncomfortable?
I want to feel comfortable, but at the same time, what I told him was, I was like, hey, did you drive her here? Did you take her to dinner? Did you open the doors for her?
They were just skating at the rink, yeah. Kim. All right.
So it's still a play date. That is a play date when I have to chauffeur her and drive her and take her and pay for her food and pay for her admittance. That is a play date.
All right, Kim, you obviously have your mind made up. But if you're asking Judge Common Sense, I say that she can have boyfriends, but she has to be open and honest with you about it. And there are limitations as to where she can go and what she can do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Amy, I pray for you.
Oh, why?
Because you're going to be in these. Yeah. You're going to be in these shoes soon, and,
that's right.
And my heart goes out to you. I just pray for you. Like, I hope you can handle it better than I do, because I have two girls, and it's like, I mean, Bobby.
Oh boy, here she goes again. Hey, listen, we're out of time, Kim. Aww. I really appreciate you calling. Thank you so much. Tell your daughter we say hello. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Bye bye. There she is. Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show. I'm kind of into this. In China, workers get spanked if they have poor performance.
No. So you want to spank us?
Sometimes I think a spanking is needed.
I mean, I would agree.
At one bank in particular, there have been videos posted. Yeah. Where employees get spanked at conferences for not reaching quotas.
This sounds like someone's thing, you know?
In the video, the speaker told 8 employees, like, come on stage. They did not exceed themselves. And he told them to get ready, and they spanked them with a stick in front of the rest of the workers. Like, I think there's something to this.
Okay.
I listened as a kid. What makes me think I wouldn't listen as an adult?
I know. I mean, spanking worked for me as a child. So, I don't know, Bobby. Maybe. I mean.
We would have to have rules.
Who do you think you would spank the most? Probably.
Probably Lunchbox.
Whoa.
So messed up.
Stop.
Do you carry cash anymore or just a card?
Typically just a card. I think I have some cash left over from the Vegas winnings, but that's about it.
The majority of Americans just carry a card around. Do you have change at all?
Ooh, good question. Man, when I get to a meter, I hope I do sometimes. I got about 4 pennies right now.
They say no one carries change anymore. If they do, it's always in their car. Lunchbox.
Oh, 4 meters, yeah.
Is a change fiend. He will walk a block to pick up a penny.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. There's no shame in that.
When you see a penny, you pick it up. Like, when you go through airport security, there is always change there. You can get at least 20 cents every time through.
You want to annoy Lunchbox? Just start dropping pennies on the ground. He goes and picks
them up. Drop them or throw them on the ground?
Throw them, drop them, because it's like, you can leave it for someone who had their lucky day, but he'll follow you around like a little puppy and just be picking them up.
The Eagles are suing a hotel. In Mexico, there's a Hotel California, and they're suing them. And they allegedly play Hotel California when you enter into that hotel. That's probably the clincher for them.
Yeah, because they're claiming to be associated.
Because they don't own the word hotel or the word California, and you can't really trademark a song, like a title. I can write a song called Hotel California. I could.
Oh.
Oh, we've thought about doing a whole album and naming every song, like, Stairway to Heaven, but it being like a literal stair.
I really did not know you could do that.
Yeah. You can't trademark a song.
Okay.
So,
but when you walk in, the song plays.
That's great.
Yeah, so that's a problem.
The number one sport that relationship cheaters play?
Basketball.
Golf.
What? Ooh. I totally thought it was the NBA. Golf.
Well, yes.
Oh, I know, because the hours are long.
That, and it's mostly a rich person sport.
Oh.
Like, it costs a lot to play golf.
And are you saying, like, pro athletes, or just that's your sport of choice, like, recreationally?
Recreationally.
Oh, okay.
Golfers are the cheaters, because they get to go away for a long time. And you have to buy clubs. You have to buy balls. It's an expensive sport. You have to pay every time you go play.
Oh, true.
After that, I mean, in here, the professionals, bankers, pilots, and doctors are the biggest cheaters in professional.
Okay.
That's what it says. Your husband is a pilot. Because, again, they get to leave for a long time.
Man. What were the other ones?
Bankers, pilots, and doctors.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
As a friend, I'm just saying, keep one eye open.
Okay. Pilots also get portrayed in movies like on Lifetime of having like three families around the world.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Man, what if we found out Amy's husband had another family?
Oh, man. Oh.
That'd be so weird.
Yeah. And he had like a whole other set of adopted kids.
Well, he's quite the nice guy, I guess.
Yeah. He's just like adopted kids from all over the world.
Oh, no.
Because he would be deployed for months at a time.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't know where he was.
Yeah.
And
I know.
You don't know where he is.
Well, sometimes.
Just let that seed grow.
He's really in like Michigan.
He's
with
up in
Cindy.
He's up in Lansing with the rest of the fam. Oh, no.
His kids from Uganda.
Amy, lots of people asking about your morning sickness. How do you feel today?
Feeling pretty good today.
Ooh, not real good.
Not as good as yesterday, but I'm not feeling as bad as the day before. But I feel good. Feel good. Not great, but good. I know.
Where do we put this on the Amy might be pregnant scale? Because I had it at 3.5.
You guys, my dad was brewing coffee this morning, and I was like, I got to go.
The fact that you're so sensitive to something you love.
I love
for
coffee.
No reason.
Yeah.
You're not sick.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have the flu or the chills or the, you know, stomach issues.
No.
I'm going to go 3.75.
Nice. You went up.
I did go up. Eddie, what do you put it at?
I'm going to go half a point. I'm going to go 4.
No, not from me, from yours.
Oh, from mine? I think I started at 5, so I might go 5.5.
That means you err to the side of she's pregnant.
Half and half, yeah.
That means you're over the 50%.
I'm over it.
You think.
Yes, I think there's a good chance.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I will say at Whole Foods yesterday, my husband and I were going around getting some different things, and I started eating stuff out of the basket.
Boom.
Before we could get to the checkout register. And he was like.
Did she?
And I said, I don't know what to do. I'm like so hungry. I've been hungry all day. Can't stop.
So maybe you're eating for two, what'd you say?
I hope not. I'm just saying these are weird habits. Like I had to go to the checkout lady and like give her wrappers of things like so she could scan it, but they were empty.
Oh, man.
And she said, don't worry, it happens all the time. I was like, see, honey, it happens all the
She's
time.
Like, pregnant people are here all the time.
I don't know. Those are just...
I'm so intrigued by this.
Yeah.
I mean, what a plot twist in Amy's life.
And then like,
I
yesterday, love it. Could you tell that my pants were having a hard time buckling?
But would you be showing already? That's
no,
the thing.
No, I just feel like puffy.
Yeah. Lunchbox, I'm at a 3.75. So I'm at a 37% chance Amy's pregnant.
Okay, pretty good.
I'm at like a 1%.
Eddie's at a 51%.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, where do you put Amy being pregnant?
Oh, I started at a 7 yesterday.
A 7?
Yes. The way she was running out of the studio the other morning, I had never seen anything like it. And then yesterday she was feeling great, so I went down. But now I'm back to a 7.5 because she's eating out of the basket. She can't smell coffee. The girl is with 3.
I keep hearing Lunchbox's mom in my head saying to Lunchbox, Amy's eating meat. She's going to get pregnant.
Just so we know where our percentages are, Lunchbox is at 75% that you're pregnant.
That's crazy town.
I mean he's just expecting a baby.
Yes, both of these knuckleheads have put you above the middle line.
Knuckleheads.
Yeah. I'm just sharing with y'all different things are happening. I have no idea if it's just because I'm legit hungry or, I mean, I am eating meat or I legit just had some weird sickness the other day or I don't know what my aversion to the smell of coffee is right now, but I'm just... You're asking, so I'm telling you, I don't know.
And here's the thing, too. And this is just me talking to you and like talking to your head, your brain. I think maybe if you have already taken a pregnancy test and it comes back negative, you would have told us. But because you're saying nothing, a famous person once said, you say it best when you say nothing at all. So So if it's negative, you're going to tell us either you haven't taken one or you have. And again, a famous person
said,
"Oh
my goodness,
you say it best
when you say nothing at all."
So I'm just going to leave that right there.
Who said that?
Well, it depends.
Yeah,
a couple
people.
Smile on your face. Alison Krauss.
Yeah.
is the one that resonates with me the most. But who sang it originally?
Keith Whitley.
That's correct. I get the point.
Wow.
I got the point cookie right there.
Oh, that's so genius. Bobby
Bones. Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Seconds Skinny.
So there's a list of baby names that are inspired by country songs that came out. Some of them I think you might recognize. Some you have to be like, I wonder what song that is.
Give me the name.
Jolene.
Okay, okay. Dolly Parton. Okay, so these aren't all new songs.
No, they're just names that have been inspired by country music in general.
Okay, so it's not like Wrecking Ball.
No. They're okay. Like real names.
All right.
But do you know Adelaida?
Adelaida.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Adelaida. It's George Strait.
Oh, again, these are old songs. I'm trying to think of new songs.
Okay, Drew.
Go ahead. Drew?
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Swift?
Yeah, Teardrops on My Guitar. And they
but
say it could work for...
Why are they just now being named this stuff?
I don't know. I mean, it's just names that are out there. Then you have Vidalia or different things like that. Anyway, Blake Shelton, his song was also on there for the song Austin, which, speaking of Blake Shelton, did you see that he had revealed plans to quit after his last album?
Yeah, he says that every album.
He does?
The fact this was a new story again was so dumb. Because
well, I didn't know he said it every album.
He says it every album.
Oh,
he's like, I'm done making music.
Yeah, he said he was going to be done, but now he's going to do this, and he might be done after this. So is that like a tease to get us to thinking that he's retiring from music?
Speaking of which, we may not do a show tomorrow. I'm just saying today may be our last show. Yeah.
So is that the thing to do? Okay, well, I'm not going to do the skinny ever again.
That's the last skinny ever right there.
I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Amy found a story, and I guess Google's CEO has three questions that he asks people when they come into an interview.
Yep.
I don't know what they are yet.
Or even just employees in general as he tries to get to know them.
Okay.
Okay.
Give me the questions.
What is on your bucket list?
Man, bucket list is such a morbid thing. Because, like, you're about to die.
Okay.
It's like, what do you want to do before you die?
But some people, I mean, that's when you're looking at it in a morbid way. You could just be like, hey, what do you want to do in life? Like, you know... Yeah, well, before you die. Okay. I tried. But it doesn't mean like you're on your deathbed. But what do you want to do? Like, what's something that's on your list you haven't done?
Probably get drunk.
Oh.
Just to know what it feels. I've never had drink alcohol, so for me, that's a foreign thing that I'd like to experience at some point. I don't think I can handle it right now. But I think that would be interesting to see what that's like.
That is not where I thought you were going to go with that.
Where do you think I was going to go?
I don't know, like Alaskan cruise or something.
No, I can do that right now. Like, I have to take a vacation.
Okay, that's true.
I'm a single guy. I can go on Alaskan cruise.
Okay.
Single as in not married. By the way, don't. I have a girlfriend. Everybody's going to, you know, it's single. Whenever I have to click and write in my taxes, what am I? I'm single.
Mm-hmm.
So until I'm married, I'm single. Go ahead. Yes, that would be it.
They need an It's Complicated box.
That's only on Facebook. All right, what else?
Number two, what is the craziest thing you've ever done?
Whoa.
Take
this
your pick.
This would be like...
Jaywalked.
Stayed up till 10:03.
So would this be like our CEO, Bob Pittman, like asking these questions, trying to get to know you?
I'd probably say something like, I went skydiving alone and didn't tell anybody.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, that was a thing.
Which could be crazy. Yeah.
Because again, it wasn't like, let's all go skydiving, and I hate heights and I hate skydiving and I would never do it again. Miserable experience. But I did it. And that's probably the craziest thing I've ever done.
Did you ever reveal why?
No, I probably will in Bare Bones 2.
Yeah, because honestly, I do not know. And Lunchbox and I went skydiving, like, I don't know, a month before that. And you're like, nah, I'm not going to go with y'all. And then like a month
something
later,
happened
you went
in my
by
life.
Yourself.
Something happened in my life where I was like, I got to go skydiving.
Yeah,
I got to cleanse myself.
You've still never told us why.
I've never told. Yeah. Okay. What's the other question?
What's your favorite color?
I think we can all answer that one.
1, 2, 3.
Red.
What makes you think that? Yeah, I have a fascination with things in general. If I get onto something, I stay. But listen, I'm a diehard Arkansas Razorback fan. So red has been the dominant color of my life. But everything I have is red.
Yeah.
My guitar, my shoes, my iPhone, my car is red. Man.
Your house.
Yeah.
So, your bed.
Yeah. I want to do this. I want to do an ICU right now. Hit me with that ICU clip, right? Thank you.
Wow.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
A sandwich shop in Canada offered Liam Neeson free food, right? So what happened was they heard he was in town shooting a movie. So the owner just gets on a sign and writes, Liam Neeson eats here for free. Put the sign out in front of the building. They never thought he'd actually show up. He walked in and was like, where's my free sandwich?
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
Took pictures with everybody.
So shout out to everybody.
Yeah, I see you, Liam Neeson, for being so cool, man. That's neat. There you go. Hit it. I see you. Went to a fancy dinner last night. It was the big boss from Los Angeles and just me. And we went to the Four Seasons restaurant. And fancy. I didn't pay.
Oh.
When I was going to pay, we were going to like a little cafe.
Mm-hmm.
But he was like, I got this. I was like, and I'll get the reservation.
And I will order this.
So we went to, it didn't matter what you ordered. It was all expensive.
Oh.
Yeah.
No choice but expensive. It was like, you'll have expensive or expensive.
That's it. So we went, and I had the salmon, so I tried to keep it light.
Oh, okay.
But it was still like $42.
What?
Whoa.
For a little piece of salmon. But I didn't pay for it.
Okay.
Appreciate you, iHeartRadio. Good. Speaking of food, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, he put out his meal, like how much he eats.
Oh, I'm so curious about this.
Yeah, so he eats 7 large meals every day.
What? Whoa. Large?
Yeah, so meal number one, a 10-ounce filet. This is in the morning, right?
No way.
A 10-ounce filet, 4 egg whites, oatmeal, or cream of wheat. So he's having basically a steak, 4 egg whites, and some oatmeal.
Wow.
That's meal one. Meal two, 8 ounces of chicken with rice and a cup of broccoli. Meal three, halibut, 2 cups of rice, a cup of asparagus. Meal four, chicken, a baked potato, and a cup of broccoli. Where do you have time to eat all these meals?
Well, he's The Rock. He's got a lot of money. People just bring it to him.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you're doing things. Like,
yeah.
I feel like I'd vomit.
Yeah. He's big, though.
Meal five, 8 ounces of halibut, rice, asparagus. Meal six, another 8-ounce filet.
What?
A baked potato and a salad. That's got to be dinner, right?
Yeah.
Has to be.
Like a salad. You don't put a salad if it's not dinner. Meal seven. I don't know what casein protein is.
Oh, casein.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. 30 grams of casein protein, 10 egg whites with onions, peppers, and mushrooms.
He has 10 egg whites?
Whoa.
That's his midnight snack?
Disgusting.
Yeah, that's when he goes to bed. That's 5,470 calories a day.
Jeez.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's The Rock's drink, is his food. There's a whole story about, too, if you go like to a fancy dinner. Like, I went to a fancy dinner last night. Or if you're doing something at work and it's like, hey, what are we going to have to drink?
Yeah.
What you should order to drink to impress people.
Oh, okay.
For women, the number one thing is wine.
Mm.
Because you come across as
sophisticated.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
And if you know a little bit about it, they're like, whoa, she knows her wine.
Shoot, I never know how to say anything. I'm like, I'll have the Pinot Neo or...
You know how to say that.
Well, but some of them I don't, and it is get embarrassing. It does.
Number two for women would be like a mixed drink. And then number three, if you want to keep it real, it's just order a beer.
Yeah. Mm.
So it depends what image you want to put forward. And then I'll do that for men. What do you think the number one is?
Beer.
Not just beer, a craft beer.
Wow.
Because the same
impressive.
Reason that a woman would order a wine is like you look like you kind of know what you're talking about when it comes to alcohol. Number two is a non-alcoholic drink.
Really?
Because it's like, I choose not to drink because this is business.
Oh.
Okay.
So you'll just take a spritzer.
I'll say, hey, I'll take a sparkling water with lime on the side. Or I'll say... What do you got, virgin? And like under my hand?
Yeah.
Can I get one of those? Can you whip me up something?
You want a mocktail?
If they're not around, I'll say, hey, can you make something that looks like a drink?
Mm-hmm.
So they don't, because people will feel awkward around me if I'm not drinking and they're drinking. So I just will act like I am. And then wine comes on the list too.
Mm.
But those are the three ones. Hey, it's your
Bobby Bones on. What's up, Bobby?
So last Thursday, we did this bit for the first time, and now we're another week closer. Closer to Amy getting her kids, moving into her house. If you're new to the show, Amy's got 2 kids. She's adopted them, a 10-year-old and a 6-year-old. And so they're coming to the house and they should be moved in, we think, in the next 60 days.
Mm-hmm.
The bedrooms are ready.
Yeah, pretty much.
The toys are ready.
Ready.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be crazy. Your life's just going to be completely different.
I know.
So lots of parents are giving us one sentence of advice for Amy. And I love this segment. So let's do it again. Kelly in Massachusetts.
Cherish every moment.
Talk about that a little more, Kelly. Cherish every moment.
Yeah, so I'm actually a single mother to a 2-year-old. And he, when he was first born, I ended up going back to work. So
so I didn't get to be around for much. So it was kind of difficult. And so now that, you know, I'm only working 3 days a week, and he was just diagnosed with autism, it's a lot better because I'm getting to spend a lot more time with him, and I get to see him progress and really, you know, do a lot more. It's actually a very great thing for me because I was worried that I wasn't going to be able to do that.
That's awesome, Kelly.
So, Bobby, I'm going to need to work 3 days a week.
No, it's not that. I was about to say, for the first time, these hours are awesome for you.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So true.
Because the first 4 or 5 hours of your day, they're asleep.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Most other parents have to work all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Yeah.
Like 2 hours of their day in the morning, are you gone?
Mm-hmm.
The rest of it, you're there, and you still get paid.
Yeah.
And let me say, not bad. I've seen your paycheck.
Thank you.
Hey, Kelly, thank you. Okay. Let's get back to the sentences. Amber, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm really good. Give Amy one sentence of advice.
Yes, mine's a little more practical, but mine is to get a medicine bin together before the kids actually get sick.
Oh, yeah, so that way you're not rushing out to the drugstore?
Yes, there are just so many last-minute trips, and of course, when they have a fever and you're trying to do, like, the old-school hand on the forehead, you're looking at your partner, and nobody can really tell, and all you want is, you know, a thermometer. I just tell all my girlfriends, get the Tylenol and the thermometer and all that stuff ready before you have the kids so you're not having to do that, like, midnight trip out.
Proactive, not reactive.
Got it.
Hey, Amber in North Carolina, thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, good luck.
Thank you.
Have a great morning. Like, she's talking to me. Hey, thank you. Thank you for the good. I was just saying, thanks for calling. Hey, let's do Linda. Hi, Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're in Ohio. Give Amy one sentence of advice.
When you say no, you have to mean it.
Oh, man. Okay.
They're not your friends. They're your children. You have to raise them to be good adults.
That's right.
Frankly, that's how I feel about you guys.
What?
What do you mean?
When it's work, you're not my friends. You're my kids. So that's weird. When Bobby say no.
Okay, Bobby.
You mean no.
Okay, Daddy.
There's no bending.
That's a really good piece of advice from Linda.
I know it is. I feel like I'm going to be such a sucker sometimes.
Yeah, it's just your personality that would be nice. Like, too nice.
But my husband will be pretty firm with the no. We're going to be running, like, a military house before you know it.
It sounds like mom and dad, good cop, bad cop. Like, straight up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Linda. Have a good morning. Thank you all for the words of advice for Amy. We're getting closer and closer and closer. Kids, Amy. Like, she's going to forget one. You're going to forget one somewhere.
Yeah.
Amy forgets everything everywhere. I just wonder. I hope it's the older one, and I hope it's at like a good place, like Taco Bell, where you know.
Where they could. I don't know.
Where they can eat. Yeah. The stupid minute. Here we go.
The stupid minute.
Lazy people can now attend funerals online.
What?
So if you can't make it to grandma's funeral, you can watch it from your laptop. More and more funeral homes are live streaming the last rites. And people are like, you know, I'm just not going to go to the funeral. I'll watch it online.
Okay.
Let me ask a question, though. Do you really have to go? Isn't it about an emotion, a feeling, having peace?
Yeah.
Could you really not watch it online and get the same? It's like watching church on your computer.
Like, yeah.
I don't think you have to be in a physical building if you're not doing something physical.
Mm-hmm.
I think if the Holy Spirit gets you, it gets you wherever you are.
Well, but I think funerals, too, are sometimes showing support to the family that's there.
That's a great point. Dang it.
Yeah.
That's a fantastic point.
And then.
Wow, you got me.
Also, but I do think it's cool they're streaming it because sometimes people can't afford a last-minute plane ticket somewhere, but they could watch it online and try to still feel like they were a part of it.
Ooh, you got me with the support one. Oh, see, I'm stupid. That's why it's called The Stupid Minute. Thank you.
The Stupid Minute.
I want to play you my three jams right now. People are always like, hey, what are your three songs you listen to right now? So, number one, Adam Craig, Just a Phase. Check it out.
Someday, soon, baby, you're gonna wake up and see there ain't ever gonna be a forever for you.
I invite you to check that one out. I love that song. There's also this one from Charlie Worsham, this Cut Your Groove song. Been playing it for a while. I love it, and I love Charlie. And this is, again, Charlie Worsham, Cut Your Groove. Check it out.
Lil' V, you got
money, make them hear it. Shout it out loud and clear till you rattle the walls of the atmosphere. Start right now, start right here, cause the world keeps spinning like an old big troller, round and round, over and over. When the needle drops down, what you gonna do? Life is a record, better cut your groove.
I love that song, that's a good one. And my third jam right now is this one. Brett Young, In Case You Didn't Know.
In case you didn't know, baby, I'm crazy about you. And I would be lying if I said that I could live this life without you.
That's good.
Even though.
Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show.
Remember yesterday in Tell Me Something Good, the singing veterinarian?
Yeah.
And whenever the animal would get all crazy and anxious, he'd do, I can't help falling in love with you. So I have another clip. Dr. Ross Henderson sings to the animals. This is amazing. This is not even Tell Me Something Good,
okay,
but it's like the sequel the next day. Here he is singing Frank Sinatra's Fly Me to the Moon to a cat that is freaking out. And he starts to sing, and the cat's like, okay, I'm just gonna chill. Listen to this, Dr. Ross, hit it.
Fill my heart with song, let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true.
The cat's like,
yeah.
What was that noise for?
I don't know.
Oh, it was like a physical. Amy's pregnant, guys. She has noises. Noises are coming out of her body.
That
like
reflux.
Amy's sitting there and she's looking at me. She goes, and I was like, is that the cat? Are you reacting to something?
No, I don't know what that was.
So did your odds go up?
God, I don't know. Billy Ray Cyrus released a Spanish version of Achy Breaky Heart.
Get
Eddie,
out of here.
Yeah, stop. Yeah.
Eddie, take this home with you. This is Achy Breaky Heart. It's featuring Cabello Dorado.
Oh,
oh,
yes, Cabello.
Cabello Dorado.
Dorado.
All right, here we go. Play. Here we go. I want to say, hey, Mike D is way better at Spanish than Eddie is. Like, Mike D speaks it fluently. Uh-huh. Eddie fakes it. Is that good Spanish?
Yeah, it's pretty right on.
Is it?
Yeah.
Like, you hear it, would you be like, okay, that's legit?
I'd say it's legit.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Eddie?
I mean, I thought it was kind of like Englishified.
Mm.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's legit. Is this an American or is this a Mexican dude?
It's Billy Ray Cyrus.
Oh, yeah, well, of course. It sounds like a white dude trying to sing Spanish.
But it's right. Like, the lyrics are
Yeah, I mean, obviously he's reading the lyrics, but this doesn't sound like a real, like Richie Valens' La Bamba kind of stuff.
Okay, play it again. Here's Billy Ray Cyrus singing in Spanish.
Yes.
Is that gringo trying to sing? You think so?
Totally, 100%.
But I think his Spanish is on, though, so I would say
I heard
legit.
Corazon.
Corazon, yeah.
No, he doesn't say corazon. He says corazon.
As that song's playing, Amy's singing loud, right? She loved that song. And I was like, dang. And Amy goes, oh, that's my wheelhouse of vocal range. And Amy's doing the runs and stuff.
I was just playing.
No. She said, that's my... So we'd like...
Yeah, I felt like it's my wheelhouse.
I sing a little so people listening can hear what you have. Like, this is in your wheelhouse. So let's turn the music down. Ready? This is Amy doing some Shania, Whose Bed Have Your Boots Been Under, in her wheelhouse. Go ahead.
Whose bed have your boots been under? And who I sound better
with. You sound better with the music, you think?
Yeah, where's the music? I sound better with music. Whose heart did you steal, I wonder? This time did it feel like thunder, baby? Hold on. And who did you run to? And who's... I sound so
Amy, can I be honest with you?
Is it? Do you think it sounds good?
When you first started off, I thought that was the best you've ever sounded.
Really?
And then you just start laughing.
Because I could hear myself in my ears, and I was like, oh, that's bad.
That guy.
Okay.
He, He does.
Whose bed have your boots been under? And whose hot did you steal under? Well, don't laugh at me. You have to take me seriously.
I know, I'm trying.
Okay. And whose bed have your boots been under?
Like,
come on, boots.
You kind of get it for a second whenever you're doing that. And whose bed? Like when you do that part, that low part, it's okay.
You feeling it? And whose lips have you been kissing? And whose
home? Amy's niece has started watching 13 Reasons Why.
Oh, no.
She's seen one episode to be
correct. How old is she?
13.
Uh-oh.
So she's 13 years old.
Eighth grade.
And that means eighth graders are watching it.
Oh, she watched it at a friend's house and came home and told my mom that she had seen the first episode.
My sister, who's her mom.
And so my sister was like, she heard us talking about it. My sister's like, I better watch all of this. So my sister binged all 13 episodes, like, as much as she could. She watched all 13. And then she told my niece, like, hey, you know, you shouldn't be watching this. And my niece said, don't worry, Mom. After the first episode, I don't want to watch anymore. Like, it's sad to me. But she did tell my mom that everyone at her school is watching it. So my sister is debating, like, do I call some of these other moms and be like, have y'all watched it? Do y'all know what happens? Because this stuff is not content for kids.
So 13 Reasons Why is on Netflix, and it's about a girl who kills herself, and she makes 13 tapes of why she did it. And it's graphic, and it's very serious, and it's very sensational.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the kids are really cool, and kids are going to watch it and enjoy it because the kids are cool in it.
Mm-hmm. And it's definitely one of those things that's going around the school where everyone, evidently at my niece's junior high and then the high school that's attached to her junior high, everyone's watching it. And I was like, what? No. Ugh.
Did you talk to your sister about maybe you being pregnant?
No. I mean, we share everything with each other, but I feel like if I were to go to her about it, I'd have to be pretty serious. I told y'all I'm like at 1%. Y'all are the ones that are 75%.
First of all, for those that are new, Amy has two kids. She's adopted two kids, and they're moving into the house in the next 2 months. They've been trying to have a baby forever, unsuccessfully. And then all of a sudden, she starts to get motion sick, and then she starts to get morning sick, and then she starts to get coffee sick. Every sick you can be, Amy's it. And she loves coffee, and she's burping randomly. Like, she's over there going, oops, sorry. Like, her body's doing weird things.
Yeah, I'm making noises.
So we collectively, as a group, I think I'm at 35%, Eddie's at 51%, Lunchbox at 75%, that you're pregnant.
Yeah.
And my theory is if you had taken a pregnancy test and it was negative, you would have told us. But if you took one and it was positive or didn't take one, you'd be there.
I'm holding off. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my theory.
Yeah, you don't know.
That's right. I don't know.
Let me tell y'all. Ooh, three kids at once. That'd be crazy.
Two kids. And while you have two kids, you're going through pregnancy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Y'all, I'd be a hot mess. Hot mess. I know that my sister, too, I think I thought about kind of just talking to her about a few things, but I know she wants me to. I know how badly she wants me to be pregnant because she knows how badly I used to want it. But that's the key word. I used to want it. Like, I'm at peace with not having been pregnant.
Yeah.
Like, I'll sort of be like, seriously, God, is this a joke? I prayed for so many years to be pregnant, and then now you're going to make me pregnant when I have two children to worry about that are 10 and 6 and need me.
But let me say this. Sometimes God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers. Maybe he didn't give it to you at first.
I feel like that's my gift is my adopted children. Thank you.
Yeah. So good luck, Amy. And
yeah.
We're all rooting for
Eddie,
you.
Eddie, can you move that coffee away?
Yeah, it's making her mom. All right, we'll come back. Our producer Eddie's being annoying. Because we were talking about May the 4th be with you. And he's like, you don't even know what the 4th is. Because today's May the 4th.
Yeah, I get it.
And everybody says, May the 4th be with you. Sounds like you're missing a tooth.
Yeah.
May the 4th.
May the 4th be with you. So, but it's May the 4th be with you on Star Wars. I've never seen Star Wars. And I was just talking about it because that was funny. He's like, you don't even know what that means.
No, guys, none of y'all have seen Star Wars. And it's so disappointing.
Yeah, I watched half of the very first one and I fell asleep.
What's the Force?
Force is like what everything revolves around. The Force, it's like almost...
So Jesus.
It's like peace. It's like the spirit that travels between you and me and... controls the whole universe. But there's a good force and a bad force.
Like the devil.
That's right. So that's kind of what Star Wars is about.
The battle between good and evil.
But in another land, far away.
Here's what I have for you, Amy, because you don't know anything about Star Wars. So I'll give you either a Star Wars character or a singer of a rock band. You have to pick which one it is.
Okay.
Okay. Kylo Ren.
A singer.
Kylo Ren is a Star Wars character, commander of the First Order.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Number two, Julian Casablancas.
A Star Wars character.
No, he's from The Strokes. Here you go. Star Wars character or lead singer? Wynn Butler.
Singer.
Singer of Arcade Fire. Yes. Davey Havoc. Star Wars character or lead singer?
Lead singer.
Lead singer of the band AFI.
Yeah!
Serge Tankian.
Star Wars character.
Not lead singer of System of a Down. System of a Down to me is so terrible.
Dude, that's so awesome.
Every song.
What are you doing? I love it. Yeah, then he gets all classical on
here. Like, dude, pick a character.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
One more. Jyn Erso.
A Star Wars character.
Yeah. And Rogue One.
Yeah, that's a guess.
You did okay.
Thanks.
Today's also Cinco de Cuatro.
Ah, yes.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, it's the day before Cinco de Mayo.
Okay.
Wait. No, right. Bobby, Cinco is five, so it'd be Cuatro de Mayo.
Cuatro de Mayo.
What's wrong with you?
I was looking at Twitter. Whatever. Sorry. Today is good call.
Yeah.
You know what? Amy, white person, picked out none of the two
Thank
Hispanic
you.
Fellows.
It sounded right.
No. Hello. I took 8 years of Spanish. Gracias.
Okay. Oh,
very boy. Mucho.
Very mucho.
That's thank you very much.
So today is Cuatro de Mayo.
Yes.
Tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo. Mike D.
Yeah.
Are you annoyed by Cinco de Mayo?
I do get kind of annoyed.
Why?
Just because, I mean, it's a culture, you know? It's like making fun of us a little bit.
You feel like
no.
It's a thing.
And your dad's
yeah.
from Mexico.
Like wearing a sombrero on Cinco de Mayo. It's like, come on.
So do you get annoyed at white people for wearing sombreros, drinking margaritas on May 5th?
I do. Because the main thing people come to me like, you're Mexican? Oh, I love your food. It's like.
That's weird. They say that to you?
That's weird. Say that to me.
Because Mike D is hard. Mike D's Mexican. He's one generation.
Yeah.
Eddie, you're like lightly Hispanic.
Like four generations ago was Mexico. That's it.
His dad.
That's legit.
Yeah. Mike, do you win?
Yeah, you win.
There's a whole story on Reddit, and I was watching everybody post stuff, and it's like the little things that your significant other do that you really like the little things. Not why you married them or why you're in a relationship with them, but the little things that make you go, oh, this is good. Like, I like that. So I go around the room here. Lunchbox groans.
Wait.
Oh, you can hear that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's some little thing that your significant other does. Start with by saying, married for how long and what they do. All right, Amy, go ahead.
Married for 10 years, and my husband wakes up with me every morning. And I wake up super early, and not only that, he makes me stuff that makes my morning easier, like my hot lemon water, or brings me water, or my coffee. And honestly, I can only think of a few times he hasn't gotten up, and if he doesn't, he like says to me, "I'm so sorry, I'm not going to get up. Do you mind?"
That's sweet. That's sweet. Right?
That's awesome.
Sweet.
No. That's sweet. Yeah.
Okay. I have a girlfriend of 10 months.
Uh huh.
And every day that she stays over at my house, when she leaves two Werther's Originals right beside this little radio bobblehead. Every day she has them and leaves two. So when I come home, I love Werther's Originals.
Mm-hmm.
When I come home, there are two little Werther's Originals every day. And when I come home and they're not there, I'm like, oh, man. So it's like the little thing.
It is.
I love the Werther's Original.
That's sweet.
And it's like, yeah. It's just a little thing. There are lots of things, but that's just a little thing.
For sure.
Eddie.
I've been married for 11 years, and my wife, every time she goes to the grocery store, she comes back with a little treat for me, whether it's a six-pack of beer or, like, a certain kind of candy that I like Red Hots, she brings it back every single time.
So when she goes shopping,
yeah,
she always looks for Eddie a treat.
There's one little treat that she brings
that's
me.
That's fun, though, right?
I love it.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah. Lunchbox.
The treat.
Boy, I've been married for almost 2 years. And what does my wife do that's sweet? I guess, she'll be making dinner. And she'll let me take the first shower so I get more hot water.
Okay.
That's what she does.
All right. Little Big Town, better man. We even let you go last because I heard you groan.
Well, I came up with something.
You did, but you were struggling. Even when we came through, you're like, That's good, though. I like that. We all have little things.
Yeah.
We should find the little things and appreciate them more.
I agree.
And hopefully they all heard this and now they feel appreciated.
Yeah.
So we're good. We're square. Lunchbox, go to dinner with your parents last night?
I did go to dinner with my parents, and it was awesome to see them because I needed a good meal.
Did they pay for the dinner?
Well, that's what happened is the bill comes, and I'm sitting there, well, mom and dad are supposed to take care of their kids, so what is the situation? Do I offer to pay? Do I let them pay? Or do I say, okay, can we get separate checks?
Do you feel like you're a kid still when you're with them?
I feel like I'm still a kid because they're my parents, and so whenever I'm with them, I'm the kid. They're the parents. They're supposed to provide for their kid.
Listen, I don't know. I don't have parents that eat with, so I would think that occasionally, if you're back in town, they can buy your dinner. It's two on one, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it's the issue. Eddie, when you're with your parents, what happens?
Yeah, like last night, all the kids bought for the parents. Like me, my brother, and my sister all split it up for them.
That's cool.
Yeah, because we can now. Back when we were kids, we couldn't.
Have you ever bought your parents a meal?
I don't think I've ever picked up the bill for them. But I could do that to maybe impress them one time, like take them to a restaurant and be like, oh, guess what? I'm going to get it this time. But I've never just out volunteered to pay for the whole meal for them.
It's funny that his brain goes to impressing them instead of just showing appreciation for them. Like, I love you, mom and dad. Thanks.
Do you think they're impressing you by buying you dinner?
No, I think they're taking care of me. Like, oh, you know, we're able to provide for our son.
When Lunchbox was, this is like 5 years ago, he had a hurt ankle. Again, he was in his 30s, and he went back home to his mom and stayed with her. It's before he was married, and he had to like take these baths and have parts of his body washed. And he would get completely naked, and she would give him a bath with his ankle out of the bath. Like he was 30 years old, naked. And his mom was giving him a bath.
Now, and really, honestly, he could have bathed himself.
Totally.
Like, it was his ankle. Like, you just hang it out the tub and, like.
No, it was
like your arms didn't work.
Guys, it was a surgically repaired ankle, so I could not get it wet. So if I was going to wash myself, I couldn't reach down and wash my legs or anything because that's too far. Like, I can't do that. I'm sitting in the bathtub with your leg over the side, you can't reach the rest of your body.
It wasn't weird for your mom to see your body.
No, she's my mom. She's seen my body my whole life.
But you were 30 years old.
Not your whole life. Probably you should have stopped when you were about, I don't know,
11?
13?
Yeah, 12.
12, okay, 11.
I don't think it was weird for her at all. It's sort of like let's just think of it. Eddie, if your kid comes to you at 22 and needs you to help him, you're going to help him. You're not going to say no.
Okay, yeah, I'd say keep some shorts on.
A couple things. One, they're also both guys.
That's true.
Like he has boys and boy. But again, 22...
That's a little old.
Like, why could you not keep your whitey tidies on at worst?
Right.
Well, I gotta get
your Bart Simpson boxers.
Yeah, why couldn't you lay in the water and have your mom help you with that part of your body you couldn't reach instead of getting it completely butt naked?
I still have a hard time what he couldn't reach, like his ankle.
Yeah,
I mean,
what was the problem?
Like, just look at this. If your leg is hanging out of the tub, I can't get, because I'm down in the tub. Yeah. I can't get up there.
What do you mean?
So why
bend your back.
You clean the rest of your body and then have her come in and do the leg?
Yeah, you can wash the crucial parts.
Oh, so then I'm supposed to get up, get out, put some clothes on.
She could bird bath that part, you know, outside
so
of the
you
tub.
Were butt naked and no bubbles over your parts or anything, and she was just giving you a bath.
There was no bubbles, there was no nothing. It was just soap, water, my mom and I in a moment.
In a moment.
Wow.
Yeah, it was just in a moment where she had to help me.
Okay.
That's so loving.
Yeah.
Loving.
You owe her dinner a lot.
Oh boy. Mr. Bobby Bones. If you go to my Snapchat, my name is Bobby Bones Show. A couple things you can look at. One, we're in our new studios in Austin, Texas, and we have this. First of all, the studios are fantastic, and they're just awesome. They're
the
greatest studios ever.
Nicest place we've ever worked.
Nicest, I mean, it's crazy.
Ever.
And so you can see some of like the little tricks and cameras and lifting stuff on my Snapchat. Also, yesterday I was working out with Trainer Ahmad, and he had me in a 100-pound weight vest.
What?
It was insane. I never put. I worked out with like a 20-pound weight vest before, but he had me because I'm trying to lose like 5 pounds real quick for iHeart Country Festival. And so I was working on a 100-pound weight vest.
Wow.
And so I'm doing ladder runs, and like my neck is killing me from just wearing
well,
the thing.
Yeah, you had like a little human on you.
So it's a vest that weighs 100 pounds and you put it on and that's it?
And you wear it and do all the workouts.
That's crazy.
Like,
dude.
My butt is so sore. Oh. My legs are so sore.
I just don't even know how that's possible.
It's on my Snapchat. Okay. You see me wearing it. It looks like, what was the movie where the guy goes in and tries to take the bombs down?
Mission Impossible?
No, Jeremy Renner was in it.
Hurt Locker.
It looks like the Hurt Locker.
Oh.
Like, when they go and have to...
That suit.
That suit.
Okay.
So that vest looks
wow.
like kind of that. Not near as real or intense.
The bomb suit.
But that's what it looked like, yeah. So I did that yesterday. My buttocks is killing me.
So that's what we got to do to lose 5 pounds real quick. Strap 100 pounds to a rack and
work out. I'm not eating.
Listen, my trick. I read the story today. Anticipating pizza makes you happier than actually eating pizza.
What?
Huh.
This isn't even about pizza, right? This is a life thing. The looking forward to something is so much better than the actual getting of it. People always say the best time of your vacation is looking forward to the vacation and the weeks you spend looking forward to it, not the actual vacation.
Oh,
wow, I actually agree with this.
Yeah. Yep.
The weird new discovery, it's just about how our brains work. A new study used facial recognition and emotion tracking to gauge how happy, for example, pizza makes us. And it found that anticipating pizza makes us happier than actually eating the pizza. And just insert anything into the word pizza.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it makes us happy. We know it's coming. It's thrilling. When it gets here, it doesn't live up to the hype sometimes. But if you're like, I'm about to order pizza, like I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That first bite's good.
It's and delicious.
Yeah. Okay. I see where you're going with this. I agree. Sometimes I'm like, I can't believe how excited I was for that pizza. It was just okay.
Yeah. I love Pizza Hut thin crust though. Like, except for Pizza Thin Crust, I would agree.
Oh, man.
Pizza Hut thin crust always lives up to it.
You got to go with the pan deep dish.
See, I don't know.
I'm
it's
crust.
Too much bread.
It is a lot of bread.
It's just.
And oil. When you bite in, it's
oh,
like.
Oh, yes.
Out.
I like the oil.
I do too.
And I haven't had like quality pizza in a year.
Well, let's
a
change
year?
That.
At least a year. I just haven't been in a place where it's pizza time.
Let's say we're going to have some today later and not have it.
Oh, then it's like. Oh, yep. No, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, okay.
But that's life. Like the things we look forward to. We enjoy that much more than we do actually getting it. That's why in my life, I don't ever look forward to anything. And then if it happens, I get to enjoy it.
But you still don't really
Sounds
enjoy
terrible.
It that
That's
much.
True. I'm always like, oh, yeah. I wonder if it's going to happen again. coming up, Eddie talks to Eddie Jr., 9 years old. Cassette tapes.
Yeah, they're obsolete. And I explained this to him.
He has no idea. And 13 Reasons Why, it's about cassette tapes. And even in that show, they're like, oh, cassette tapes. And they're like, what?
Yeah. The son's like, Dad, what's that thing you play these on? He's like, my boombox.
Yeah. So Eddie Jr., 9 years old, comes up in a few minutes. Don't forget, wherever you are, if you're listening on the radio, you can hear our iHeart Country Festival live. It is Saturday night on radio stations all over. You can also watch it online. You can go to bobbybones.com if you want to see the links and be able to watch or listen wherever you are in the country. So it's really going to be a lot of fun Saturday night.
Get your bones on. This is a Bobby Bones show.
Hey.
Our video producer, Eddie, has two kids, a 9-year-old and a 3-year-old. And it's a segment called Eddie the Dad.
Eddie the Dad.
All right. Which kid are you talking to?
Junior, the 9-year-old.
And what are you guys talking about?
I just was kind of going off on a rant of, like, you kids don't know what we went through back in the day.
Oh, don't do that.
And I felt like I needed to record it because I was making good points.
Do you know what a cassette tape is?
No, but I heard about it.
It's how we used to listen to music and how we used to watch movies. Like, we used to go to the video store, rent a movie, and watch it on a tape, and then have to rewind it when we returned it.
That's so sad.
And then we'd listen to music on a cassette tape. And sometimes the cassette tape would break, and we'd have to take the tape out of it and then fix it with a pencil. You don't know nothing about that.
So sad.
Little punk. So sad. I mean, he was just like making fun of me to my face, like, oh, so sad. Like, but they don't know.
The concept of Blockbusters, it doesn't exist.
It's not even that, Bones. I was thinking about, like, we used to go to music stores, to the mall, or, like, you know,
yeah,
some shopping
right.
center to go buy music, and all they have to do is click on something, and they have a song.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Crazy.
We would go whenever the new music would come out. It used to be on Tuesdays. Now it's Fridays. But it used to be on Tuesdays. You could go to the CD store.
Whatever.
Yeah, or the tape store.
Right.
Inside the mall, and you'd go buy music. And you'd buy singles, too. You'd buy, and singles would have the hit. And then on the other side, like a B-side. Basically, be two songs. You can buy it for like $1.99.
So cool.
Man, we need to write a song. The Rage. I put us under the... we're going to write a song called The Good Old Days, about what it was like for us. The good old days. We're going to get to work on that.
Okay.
It may take us a year. But we're going to write... We need to write a song about the good old days.
Because it takes us so long to write songs.
I tell you, it's a long time, man. I'm not going to lie to you. Well, tell Junior that...
that he's got an easy life. I'll tell him.
Get him a VHS and stick it in his room.
Yeah, deal with that.
And get him like 5 tapes. And please be kind. Rewind That's when he runs him in.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So, Justin Bieber has a tour rider. And what that is inside the contract, it says what you need whenever you get to the building. Like, if you want a certain couch or a certain food, you put that in your rider, and it's agreed upon whenever the deal is done for that show. Okay, that's a tour, R-I-D-E-R, rider.
Okay.
Every artist has them, right? So Justin Bieber has one, and so they put it out. Like, somebody gets it and then leaks it, and Justin Bieber is performing, and he wants all of his food to be named after his songs.
What?
They've given some suggestions, like Love Yourself Sausage.
My mama don't like
Sorry Burgers. What do you mean? Masala. But he wants every, like, a menu of food all named after his songs.
Okay, so when it's presented to him in his little green room or whatever it is, his, what is it, dressing room? It's just
wherever.
Labeled?
Yes. He also wants his room adorned with purple carnations because that's his favorite color. He wants a quote. I don't even know what this quote is. And then he wants aromatic essential oils.
Oh, that's nice.
He wants a jacuzzi for his own personal use before he performs. He needs his dressing room to have a large glass door refrigerator.
What?
Packed with water and cream sodas. And he wants a large pack of Swedish fish.
Okay, suddenly the food being named after songs isn't that weird. A jacuzzi?
For me, I hear that. I'm like, they have to get a jacuzzi and a refrigerator
Wait. So when you're doing stand-up stuff, funny and alone, do you request red carnations?
No, but I do have things that I ask for.
Like what?
But none of mine are nuts.
Jacuzzi?
No. A bag of Werther's Originals.
Okay.
I have, I always like a meat platter.
Named after?
Named after nothing. Just a meat platter. And I like a vegetable platter.
Oh.
So I have both of those up there. Okay. And then I always, in case we're just landing or just getting into the place, have a razor and shaving cream and stuff to brush my teeth.
Dang, so if you don't use those, say you don't really need it, but it's there, you get collection. It's like a hotel.
My house is stocked with
stuff.
You don't
ever have to buy that stuff. That's genius. Can I start putting some stuff on your rider?
People do, because when we were doing Raging Idiot shows, Eddie put beer on there, and I kept Eddie's beer on there. And Mary Forrest, my manager, she puts a Diet Coke, so if she comes on the road, there's always Diet Coke.
Oh, wow.
So, did you make another weird noise?
I did.
Guys, Amy's pregnant.
Yes, she is.
Amy's pregnant.
Wow.
Amy's pregnant.
I know. It's
I'm up
so
to
weird.
40% now that she's pregnant.
That's
why
I'm
making weird noises. Yes.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
All right, tomorrow morning, Chris Stapleton in studio playing music with his guitar in his hand. That'll be tomorrow morning. So, be listening to the show. If you want to hear back today's show, Dave Ramsey was in talking money with Eddie and Lunchbox and all of us, but really. I guess he was scolding those two more than anything.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
About money. So search Bobby Bones Show on either iHeartRadio or iTunes. And there's another show that I do, too, called The Bobby Cast. It's a show from my house. And so Dirk Bentley came by. We talked for about an hour and a half. Jake Owen came by, talked for about an hour and a half. Today, my friend Ahmad, who's a personal trainer and like a life coach, is going to be stopping by The Bobby Cast. So we're going to talk to trainer Ahmad and the BobbyCast today. So that should be up later on today. So there's that. Have a great day. We'll see you on Friday. Dance parties and Chris Stapleton tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.